The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. With a name like T-Rex, you'd expect to be safe from even the fiercest paleo bullies. Turns out, ancient flying reptiles could have snacked on Tyrannosaurus rex babies and other land-loving runts in the dinosaur world. A new study reveals a group of flying reptiles that lived during the age of dinosaurs, some 230 to 65 million years ago, that didn't catch prey in flight, but rather stalked them on land. Until now, paleontologists pictured the so-called winged lizards, or pterosaurs, as skim feeders. However, in this new hypothesis, flight is primarily a locomotive method. Scientists think the majority of their lives, when they're feeding and reproducing, that's all being done on the ground rather than in the air. To uncover these feeding habits, paleontologists analyzed fossils of a group of toothless pterosaurs that are much larger on average than other pterosaurs. All the details of their anatomy and the environment their fossils were found in showed that they made their living by walking around and reaching down to grab their prey.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.